Your taxes hold the key.
Taxpayers, the March 15 due date for the filing of your income tax return for 2017 and estimated return for 2018 is days away. And Tax Administration Jamaica's annual Special Taxpayer Assistance Program is in full swing and will run until the end of March. This program provides free guidance to business operators in preparing income tax and employers' annual returns, S02. TAJ teams are offering support to guide you through the online filing process as well as assistance in preparing returns. Remember to take along your important business documents to benefit from this free service. A list of locations for the sessions and other relevant information may be found on the TAJ website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. For further information, call our customer care center at 1-888-TAX-HELP. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
On Get the Facts this week, the rules governing police-citizen interaction. The police are guided by multiple pieces of literature in their interaction with the public. The literature includes the Police Public Interaction Policy and the Citizens' Charter. So, if you are stopped by the police, what should you do? First, you should understand the reasons for which you can be stopped. Commanding Officer of the Corporate Communications Unit in the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, and Assistant Superintendent Dalia Garrick gives us a rundown.
They can stop you to search you if they think you have a contraband, if they think that you were involved in a crime. For example, something might have happened, a description was given, you fit that description. They can stop you for various breaches of the law which is seen committed, or if someone makes a report and they need to interact with you. You can be stopped under like the Road Traffic Act, as well as like now we're having a state of emergency. The police don't necessarily have to give you a reason why they have stopped you.
Police officers are expected to behave in a professional manner at all times and to respect your rights. The rights of the citizens of Jamaica are protected and defined under the Charter of Fundamental Rights and Freedom Act 2011, which includes the right to equitable and humane treatment by any public authority in the exercise of any function. The Act also states that Jamaicans have the right to protection from torture or inhumane or degrading punishment and or other treatment. ASP Garrick says during your interaction with the police, you have the right to learn the identity of the police officer by requesting to see the identification badge, and the officer should tell you why you are being stopped and searched.
And we say to the citizen, you should be calm, you should remain calm, show no hostility toward the officer. Follow the instructions. It's not recommended that you resist or become boisterous. Allow the police to do their job. And if you see the police is not acting in a professional manner, still go about, comply to the instructions. You should answer the question asked, but if for any reason you don't wish to, you can clearly say to the police that you don't wish to answer that question. If it's a matter which will be for further investigation, then you will be questioned with your legal representation. But we ask that you cooperate with the police, because if it's just a regular routine instance, you have nothing to fear. Nothing will be used against you. If it is that whatever you're saying, if it's a part of an investigation, the police will let you know.
Bystanders who want to intervene are among the major issues that can arise during police-citizen interactions. If you witness police-citizen interaction, for example, if the police are making an arrest, resist the urge to intervene, as you may risk interfering with a police investigation. If you feel any of your rights were violated during a police encounter, there are established means for filing a complaint and getting redress. You may contact the Inspectorate of Constabulary, who is the standard enforcer for the JCF. You may also make a report to your local police or to the Independent Commission of Investigations, INDICOM. What would you like to get the facts on? Send feedback to radio at jis.gov.jm. Connect with us at JIS News on Twitter, Instagram at JIS Voice, and interact with us on Facebook at Jamaica Information Service. That's it for this week's edition of Get the Facts. I'm Twyla Whelan, inviting you to join us again next time for more.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.